day one of the Into the Wild adventure, and I'd arrived deep in the heart of the remote Welsh countryside, feeling a little nervous, but also quite excited at the prospect of facing my fears over the next 5 days. After settling down in the remote cottage with the 9 other participants, I asked Inner Exploration Facilitator Ranjit Krishnamma what he had planned for us.
We do the personal development growth side of things, which is really just being more human and more full by being in the moment and telling the truth and all that kind of stuff. And then we go out into the truthful wild outside and find, as opposed to our inner nature, our outer nature, the out there, and connect with that as well. So we hang people off rocks and ask them to abseil down, go into slate mines to investigate the womb-like darkness and silence. Just notice what our minds make of each one. The stuff we put on is intended to give us a sense of awe and wonder and terror so that we can notice what the mind does with these things.
Outdoor pursuits expert Jock Andrews was the supervisor of our external explorations, and he gave his thoughts on what participants could expect to get out of the experience.
Some people will relish every part of it from start to finish. Possible that the most profound result or outcome, I suppose, for somebody would be that of somebody who has really had to face some of their fears and ended up feeling quite empowered, that they've stretched their comfort zone, found the resource within themselves or with the support of others. And that throws up a lot of new possibilities for them. What does that mean about all the other things that they think, oh, I can't do that?
Well, it's now day two, and we spent the first part of the afternoon perilously navigating the slippery rocks and gushing flow of the river between our knees, only to find that Jock has an additional little surprise lined up for us.
We're on the top of a very lovely Craig Rhugoch in the Lledda Valley, where the river is not quite thundering, but more than murmuring past 100 feet below. And a lovely...
I'm quite nervous about this.
It is a bit nerve-wracking.
I'm picturing sort of toppling over and knocking some teeth out on the rock. It's very, very deep and very, very steep. It's just vertical, basically.
So Sabine, you've just abseiled 100 foot off a sheer cliff face down to a rapid river below. How does it feel?
Well, I feel great, yeah. It was really, it was dead scary going over the edge.
Did you feel in the moment then?
Definitely. Yeah, you better concentrate on what you're doing when you're doing that kind of stuff.
Is there any fear?
There was a little bit going over the edge. I think there was more at the beginning, but when I'd seen two people do it, it was actually a bit easier. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely, my heart was going, yeah.
Fast forward to day four, and you join us deep in the heart of a Welsh mountain where we begin to explore a former slate mine with our guide, Amanda.
So we're in the entrance to a big cavern, and you can see the angle of the slate above our head. This is pretty much the seabed as it was. And then this was the main working face where they would have been working the slate, dropping it to the ground and carting it out. What we're going to do is journey up through the dead rock. Take extreme care as you go up here because it's loose and it's very slippery.
All was going quite well until, that is, we were instructed to attach our harnesses to a steel rope running along the mine wall. At this point, we realised there was a dauntingly steep drop ahead with little or no footing to be seen. Brave course participant Penny volunteered to go first, but unfortunately it wasn't all plain abseiling as she lost her footing and was left perilously hanging by the rope. So, it was with some trepidation that we began sliding across one by one. Heart racing, I quickly caught up with Penny on the other side to ask her what she was thinking while she was hanging there.
Why the hell did I get here doing this at all? I can't go back, I can't go forward, I've got to do something. I was just frozen, couldn't do anything.
Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end, and it seemed time to reflect on the experience before making the journey back to civilization.
Yeah, it's a good fun experience, journey into the wild, as they say.
Exhilarating, and I had a feeling of sort of bonding with the other people over what we'd been through.
Wonderful experience of physical and an emotional journey, stroke adventure.
Challenging, fun, and beautiful countryside.